So you mentioned everolimus as an option. For example, in this patient, I see that unfortunately after she progressed on the abema, she had symptomatic leptomeningeal disease. I want to hear about that. But if she just had had progression and was clinically stable, what do you think would be your next choice?
I think I would have either given her exemestane and everolimus or tamoxifen and everolimus.
And just out of curiosity, what are you doing right now in terms of preemptive medications when you use everolimus in terms of mucositis, and what ends up being the bottom line?
Yeah, well, so I will confess that I was a relatively late adopter in terms of prophylactic steroid mouthwash. Maybe that's partially because I have tended not to give everolimus all that much, but my sense is that it's quite effective and that you can really reduce the incidence and severity of mucositis with that approach, and it does make it more tolerable.
I personally feel that, there was so much focus on that mucositis that a lot of people didn't really realize how effective everolimus is. I mean, the hazard rates are pretty good.
Hazard rates are pretty good, no survival advantage, but then there's no survival advantage to date with the CDK4/6 inhibitors as well. No, I agree with you. It has not been a drug that, at least from my standpoint and in my clinical practice, has been a popular drug. But I think that now that we can minimize the mucositis, I think we can think about using it more.